Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast. I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Keisha White of Keisha M. White Designs. Keisha, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Keisha so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Keisha is the founder of Keisha M. White Designs. Her agency provides strategic yet beautiful brand strategy, brand identity, and website design for coaches and consultants. After nearly a decade in corporate America working in business-to-business sales, Keisha took her business full-time in 2018. Keisha's design work has been recognized by Adobe. Keisha, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yep, very ready.
Awesome, let's do it. So to kick everything off, I just wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. We'll let you get started with your business.
Yeah, so how I got started. So I got started kind of randomly, I'm sure as a lot of entrepreneurs do, but I was just working in my 9-to-5 in a sales job. I never really wanted to be in sales. I just couldn't find any other types of positions. My degree was in marketing and couldn't find a marketing job. So sales was like, okay, they're going to pay me. I'll just show up. So during my free time, I was just always looking for other career options, I guess, and exploring different hobbies and stuff. And eventually, during one of the jobs, I started a blog, like a lifestyle blog. It was just a hobby at the time because this was like 2013, 2014, even before blogging had kind of blew up too. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, this seems like a cool way to share my creativity. And I started doing my own website for the blog since it was just a hobby. I was like, let me just throw some kind of website up here. And then I started enjoying the design aspect of it a lot. And we started discovering like online business folks, like I think Marie Forleo was the first one I had kind of come across back in those days who had an online business. And I just loved the idea of something flexible with my time where I could work from wherever. And then I liked the creativity of design. So I kind of was putting two and two together and like, this might be a cool future business idea that could allow me to work from anywhere and then to do some work that I'm a little more interested in than I was with sales. So that's pretty much how I discovered that I even liked design and stuff, and then took evening classes and started doing freelancing on the side a little bit. I was kind of doing most stuff for free back then because it was still hobby mode, and got my experience together a little bit, and then eventually took it full time in end of 2018, went full time. So
nice. No, I definitely appreciate that. It's funny how a lot of times we don't expect things to kind of blossom into what they do, but as long as you kind of just follow things you're interested at, you start to find like little passions and interests and things that we're good at, and you kind of have to just like walk and run into that.
Exactly. Yeah. So you just have to always say people when they don't know what to do, you just have to start trying things. I'm like, what have you tried? Just try it to see what happens. So.
Exactly. No, I can definitely say the same thing myself is that I think the biggest advantage that I've had, and kind of sounds like you've been able to do the same thing, is just kind of be action oriented and try different things. You know, it's kind of like you're putting on a pair of shoes. You see if the shoes fit. If they fit, then you walk around with them. If they don't, then you find some other shoes that work better.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So I know you touched on it a little bit, but and I did when I read your bio. I wanted to hear a little bit more on what exactly you do for clients. If you could take us through like some of the services you provide and exactly how kind of like the experience working with you is.
Yeah, so I have two main offers, and then the one I've been doing really the longest, like all of last year, my first year full time, it's Done For You, brand strategy, brand identity design, and web design. So that one is primarily for like a service-based businesswoman who has some experience, but maybe she just has that starter like DIY website just to get her business off the ground. Or maybe she got like a cheaper website done just to get the business off the ground without spending much money. But now she's ready to like scale, to become more visible, to like pursue more speaking gigs, all of that stuff that goes into growth and creating an elevated public image. So then for me, I create pretty much a website transformation rebrand that's done strategically to like kind of highlight their personality, what and unique, who are the clients they want to appeal to. So that's why I do the strategy piece first to uncover that. And then I go into brand identity design and then a website design that executes on their strategy so they can be set up for their like next stage in business. So yep, so that's my main thing that I offer. It's like an 8-week process. And then the second thing I offer, so this is newer. I just brought my first few clients through that at the end of 2019, but it's a group branding program called Brand to Profit. So this is for like those newer people who were kind of just starting out in a service-based business or coaching or consulting, and they still need a little help figuring out what they want to sell. And they need to figure out how to communicate about it, how to put up a starter website that actually converts. Because I know a lot of times when people DIY, they don't know what to even put on the site to make it high converting. They just follow this generic template and then it doesn't really help them out. So they get all my framework for what to put on a converting page, how to communicate about your brand messages. And yeah, so that's like a 5-week program that newer people can go through to build that strong foundation for like a profitable business from the start. So that one's been fun to kind of help people as they're getting started in a way that's more useful than just doing a website for them when they don't even know what to say yet. Because I had a few people like that. That's what influenced me to make the program, where they reach out immediately for a website when they just came up with this idea. And it's like, well, what are your packages? And they're like, I don't know yet. What are my packages? I'm like, what's your pricing? And they're like, I don't know what the pricing is going to be yet. Or I've been doing this for free. And I'm like, you don't need a website yet. You need this strategy first. So yeah, so that program is perfect to kind of serve people to get them off the ground. So
yeah. Nice. I definitely appreciate that. It's funny you say that. Yeah, I've talked to so many people, and I like how you broke down the strategy first. No, you said the strategy, then the branding, and then the actual site's done, where most people jump right into the website and then they try to figure out the branding and strategy after that. So I like that you have that process, because I think, as you said, a lot of times people haven't done that kind of inner work before they start to worry about, you know, what it looks like or what they're trying to say, what they're messaging. That's something that should evolve. And then you kind of create everything as a result of that.
Exactly. Yeah. It helps way better.
Yeah. Cause a lot of times if you don't do that, then if you're really unsure about what you want, then you have to keep changing and changing and changing. And then you start having different messaging and you're not kind of consistent with who you are and what it is that you stand for.
Yeah, and it makes it look less credible online, and then people are like, "Nobody's hiring me." I'm like, "You gotta bump your credibility up a bit." So
exactly. No, I definitely appreciate that. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or your business. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
So I feel like at times I kind of thought of it as like almost imposterish, because like last year I got invited to design this project with Adobe, but then a lot of the people around there, they had went to this art school, like fancy, expensive art schools and stuff. And I'm up here like, yeah, I got a business degree and a web design certificate. So that's it. But so I feel like now I'm looking at it as more of an advantage, like having a business background that I bring to design. So when I'm talking to clients, I'm not just talking about, oh, this color palette is just pretty. Like, I'm not like, I like a pretty color palette, but it's like, well, what's the psychology behind the color? Like, and what do you want your brand to be perceived? Are you the premium option? Are you the budget option? Like, because there's design decisions that goes into the customer perception of your business. So with me kind of having that business mind, I feel like I make design more just practical and just aligned with the client's goals a bit more than maybe someone with just the art background might have. Because maybe, yeah, they can learn that, but they didn't really work in business, and maybe even working in sales helps me with that too. So I feel like merging all that business and sales with design is kind of like my little secret thing here.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense. And even when you were talking about your different packages and even why you created those packages, it makes so much sense, because I think a lot of times people can get wrapped up in, you know, the colors or how thing looks. And as you said, that's definitely, you know, important. But I think people sometimes forget, like, we're in business so that we can hopefully drive some services and drive some customers to our services and our products, so that we can drive some revenue. But if you kind of lose sight of that, you get caught in kind of like the shade of the yellow that you're using. Sometimes you can lose sight of exactly like the copy and things that are actually converting.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I've even had some people that are like, yeah, my favorite color is red, so I want a red website. And I'm like, that's not a reason why. Like, you're not decorating your room, you're decorating your business.
Exactly.
So yeah, so can people clear on those things, that helps them a lot. And then being able to explain my design choices to them better, as a somebody that's not a designer, that helps them feel comfortable too. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you can put that other hat on, so to speak, well, really both hats at the same time, I think that's really, you know, the perfect example of a secret sauce, just because it allows you to kind of balance between the both of those, really synergize between both of them, because it's not like they're separate, it's just that they're all kind of intertwined and engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So I would definitely say, I feel like everybody should have, I guess it should be standard, but having a standard process and knowing what tools you need to deliver your service is just makes me the most effective.
Nice. No, I definitely appreciate that. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. And that could be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. It could be around marketing or branding or web design, or it might even just be something you might tell a newer client or a younger business self.
So a nugget, I would say create don't be afraid to create a big vision for your business. Because a lot of times I see, because I talk to a lot of women, especially like Black women, and I feel like people's visions be so small sometimes. And I'm like, why are you thinking so small? Like, you are talented, you have gifts and skills. People would happily pay you $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 for it. But for some reason, they're like so timid in their vision and just really being honest about what they want for their dream life. Because to me, when you have that vision in mind for business, that's your motivation to kind of keep working, because it's a lot of work and really time consuming. And if you don't really have that big vision for yourself, it's a little harder to stay motivated and make real progress. So yes, I would just say, don't be afraid to have a big vision and to be confident about your vision. And even if it's not coming right away, just hold on to it and focus on the action you can do today. Don't think too far into the future about all the what ifs. Just focus on the present moment, and then know that the vision you really want is going to come if you just keep working.
No, I love that. You kind of have to definitely, you know, trust that things will work out. Because I think a lot of times I hear it over and over again, like, you have that big vision, you're like, how the heck am I going to get all the way over there? But you don't worry about that. You worry about, you know, you put the vision in place, and then you worry about the day-to-day, the hour-by-hour, whatever activities you do to get there. And then a lot of times, you know, things just happen that allow you, you meet somebody that you didn't think you would have met, that opens your entire next level to get to where you need to be.
Exactly. Yes.
Nice. And so now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Keisha, what does being a CEO mean to you?
What does it mean? So I guess I feel like it means taking responsibility for yourself and your life and business and everything. Because with the CEO, you're the decision maker on everything, and you have to be honest about your results and your progress. And it's not like it's necessarily bad if you get the result you want. You just have to look at it as like, I gathered some information here, and this is working well, this is not working well, so what can I change? So you just have to be really, really self-aware, I feel like, as a CEO. Just being a self-aware person, and then be fast about your actions and your decisions, because you can't just sit on the sidelines afraid to make that change. Because if you're not, your business is going to get stuck. That's more like an employee mindset, if you're scared to make changes and take new actions to try new things. So as a CEO, you have to be the driver of like new strategies and new products, or discontinue this service, or just all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I would say that.
Nice. I definitely, you know, love that definition. I appreciate it too, because I can't even hear it, you know, in that the earlier part when we talked about, you know, you making the process a lot more kind of back and forth with clients, where if you see that something's not going well, a lot of times, you know, just sit back on the sideline and say, oh, you know, it's them, it's, you know, they need to do better, they need to do this, that, and third, but you actually tweak the things that you're doing. And I think, as you said, like, not only seeing things that need to be improved, but also taking the action to do that, definitely, you know, makes you know, being a CEO so much better, because you get that gratification and you feel like you aren't kind of ad hoc to whatever happens. You can actually make that change and start to produce those results that you want.
Exactly. Yeah, gotta take that action. Yeah, if you don't, you'll be in the same place this time next year.
Exactly.
If you don't, so yeah.
Exactly. No, I truly appreciate that. So I appreciate that and your time even more. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
So yeah, so I would say, I guess anything else, just stay persistent and like, keep that vision in your head too, because it is a lot of work having a business, especially when it's new, when you can't hire people yet. So it's like, 'cause you don't want to hire too soon where you can't pay them, but you got to do what you have to do to get it off the ground. And then I actually just finished this book, Everything is Figure Outable by Marie Forleo. I'm bringing her up again, but it was just a good book. It's really the motto, like the attitude you need to have in business is just that you can figure it out and just have confidence in yourself and your ability to just figure it out and persist until you get to where you want to be. Because I feel like a lot of times people give up too quick just because of obstacles that are normal. So yeah, so just, you know, you can figure it out, keep it moving, and you'll be there wherever you want to be. So, and then for where to reach me, so I'm everywhere, Keisha M. White everywhere, to make it super easy. So it's Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A, and then M as in Michelle, and then White, W-H-I-T-E. So KeishaMWhite.com is the website, Keisha M. White on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, those are my main three platforms. So.
Awesome. 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 Well, thank you so much, Keisha. We will definitely have the links and information below so that people can follow up with you. And I definitely appreciate that last reminder as well, too, is everything is figure outable, like Marie Forleo says. And I think when you have that mindset and that mentality, you can't be stopped, because you're always like, okay, well, I'm going to find a way to make this work. And a lot of times you become your best self and things start to appear when you have that kind of mindset and mentality.
Exactly. You just gotta be persistent.
Be persistent, definitely. Well, I truly appreciate you again, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.